Welcome to episode 1247 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we begin a new chapter in our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. In our last episode, we explored the core theological truth of Emmanuel, or God with us. We learned God's presence isn't a distant promise, but a living reality. God himself moved into our neighborhood. God humbled himself to come to earth in the form of a man, and as human he was with the suffering, the marginalized, and the searching. He was and still is with us, all of us. The question we ended with was this: are we with him? But the promise of Emmanuel isn't just for us as individuals, it is also for us as a community. The church, in its purest form, is meant to be the living, breathing, visible evidence of God with us in the world today. What is the purpose or relevance of the church in this moment of entrenched political tribalism, in the demonization of the other, in such deep societal fractures? And in some ways, it seems we are living in a time when either the church is forgotten, or the church is caught up in the hatred and divides that seem ubiquitous in our culture. But God calls on the church to be more. The question is, what does that look like? In a world of isolated, divided, and often lonely people, what is the true purpose of the church? Is it a place to go, or a people to be? Is it a building, or a body? In the early church, as described in the book of Acts, there were no fancy buildings, no complex programs, and no professional worship bands. But there was a powerful sense of community and purpose.
Acts 2 verses 44 through 47 tells us, "All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved."
This was a community defined by its shared life, not its shared doctrine. They were together, they had everything in common, they ate together, and they enjoyed the favor of all the people. Their unity was a sign to the world that something was different about them. The church, at its core, is a family. It's a place where we are called to bear one another's burdens, mourn with those who mourn, and rejoice with those who rejoice. This is a deeply countercultural call in a world that values individualism and self-sufficiency above all else. In John 13, verse 35, Jesus told his disciples,
"By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another."
He didn't say, "By this everyone will know you are my disciples if you have correct theology, or if you build big buildings, or if you win political arguments." He said, "If you have love for one another." The church is meant to be a living demonstration of the withness of God through our withness with one another. One of the most profound ways we experience God's presence in community is through the communion service. This ritual, instituted by Jesus himself, is a physical, tangible way to remember we are connected to one another through his body and blood. In Luke 22, verse 19, Jesus said,
"This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
When we share in communion, we are not just remembering an event from the past. We are entering into a present reality where Jesus is with us in a unique and mysterious way. We become one body, and a fragmented world gets a glimpse of what wholeness looks like. The church is also the place where we discover our shared mission. We are not just called to be a community. We are called to act as a community, extending God's presence to the world. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 28, verse 19,
"Go and make disciples of all nations."
This mission is not for a few professional clergy. It is for every person who calls themselves a follower of Christ. The purpose of the church is not to simply gather people in. It is to equip them to be sent out. When the church lives out its purpose, loving one another, bearing one another's burdens, and serving the world, it becomes a force of God's presence in a broken world. We become the hands and feet of Jesus, bringing healing and hope where there is pain and despair. In Matthew 25, verse 40, Jesus said,
"Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
Our communal acts of service, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick and imprisoned, are not just good deeds. They are encounters with Christ Himself. When we are with the least of these, we are with Emmanuel. Let's get deep. The church, at its best, is a living paradox that reflects a deeper truth about Jesus Himself. First, Jesus' mission was to build a family, not just a following. We often think of Jesus as a lone prophet with a crowd of admirers. But the Gospels show He spent most of His time with a small, messy group of people He called His own. He ate with them, lived with them, and taught them how to live together. He was a master at turning strangers into family, and that is what the church is meant to be. A place where the lonely are found and the isolated are given a home. Second, Jesus' presence was both a personal invitation and a public declaration. He met individuals one-on-one, Nicodemus in the night, the woman at the well in the noonday sun. But these personal encounters always had a public purpose, to reveal the truth of God's kingdom to the world. In the same way, our personal relationship with Jesus is meant to be lived out in public, in community. When the church comes together, we are not just having a private moment with God. We are a visible, collective sign to the world that God is still present. This brings us to a final paradox. Jesus, in His divinity, chose to be represented by our humanity. He ascended to heaven, but He did not leave His mission behind. He chose to fill the world with His presence through us, His body. This is both a humbling and an empowering truth. It means that our unity, our love, and our willingness to serve are not just good deeds. They are the means by which the world encounters the living God. Our flaws and divisions are a barrier, but His grace is what makes this impossible task possible. So how do we move from these big ideas to our everyday lives? Reclaim the one another commands. The New Testament is full of one another commands. Love one another, serve one another, be kind to one another, forgive one another. Choose one of these this week. Find a practical way to live it out in your church community. Maybe it's a simple act of service. Maybe it's reaching out to someone you don't usually talk to. Maybe it's a difficult conversation that needs to happen in love. See communion as more than a ritual. The next time you take communion, whether it's in a formal service or a small group, don't just see the bread and the cup. See the people around you. Remember you are connected to them and to believers around the world through Christ's body. Let that reality shape how you interact with them. Remember your identity as an ambassador. You are called to be an ambassador for Christ's kingdom. The Apostle Paul talks about this in his second letter to the Corinthians. This means wherever you are, at work, in school, at the grocery store, you are representing a different kind of kingdom. You're not just a citizen of a country. You're a citizen of a kingdom built on love, peace, and justice. Let that identity guide your actions and your words. The conversation doesn't end here. Take these questions into your communities, your churches, and your own prayer life. And remember, the goal isn't to win arguments about Jesus. It's to be transformed by Him. Father, thank You for the gift of Your church, for the community, the family, the body You have created to be a witness to Your presence in the world. Help us to love one another as Jesus loved us, and to be Your hands and feet to a world in need. May our unity be a testament to Your love, and may Your presence be known through us for Your glory. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,